Welcome back, folks, to Season 3, Episode 1 of Support Together, Fill Your Cup of Podcast. I am your host, Mrs. O. I'm here with Una Mary on my right. We Jim Jim Casty on my left.
Hello.
Hello, ladies.
Hello,
Mrs. O. It's been a wee while.
It has.
I know. Did you just miss us?
It's just trying to get back into this, like, into the behind a mic and a lens staring at us, so it'll be a wee bit uneasy for a while.
I know, we took a wee break there, a couple of months. It's been busy for the charity.
Very.
We have loads to tell you. So much is going on, so much is coming up. So I think this, we'll just do a wee recap and tell the world what's been happening for Support Together. What do you think?
Exciting times ahead.
Anyway,
wow.
I'm exhausted.
Tired.
Burnt out is the word.
Yeah, it's been.
Tell us a bit.
Well, I suppose the Stand Tall, Shine Bright project, which we're funded under, us three wonderful ladies, is coming to an end.
Yep.
Actually now in 2 weeks' time.
Three long,
amazing, fabulous years, and that funding, what it has enabled us to do, it actually enabled us to come here and do this podcast.
Amazing.
Yeah. Because from us delivering the services and the need that is out there, and us not able to meet that need due to the limitation on, I suppose, ourselves.
Like, yeah.
There only is. Gemma is the perinatal support coordinator. You know, I'm the manager, and Kira, you do the admin and the finance coordinator, but we all chip in
Different. In
the support platform because our lived experience is our superpower. Mm-hmm. But knowing that the 3 years was coming to an end, we also wanted then to look at more money coming in.
Mm-hmm.
We needed to.
Because we're going nowhere.
Yeah. The 2 years, right, Gemma. And that was a worry.
Mm-hmm.
Because that application had to be completed, and also we had to get the evidence base to meet, to know that need is there.
Yeah.
Like, we know the need's there, you know, and our members are so, our dotes, they're willing to shout from the rooftops when they've come through their journey
when they're
of
ready.
Recovery and they're in discovery. Shame doesn't hold them back anymore because there's no shame. The only shame is that we don't talk or give this illness enough platform to be discussed, so it doesn't make people stay in the illness too long. So yes, it's been busy and it's been trying and it's been scary. I suppose I'm coming from a manager's point of view. We've fought so long for this charity, and we can't go nowhere because the demand's there.
Yeah.
Like, as you know, girls, we opened up our books for a while, and within advertising it and putting it out on the social media platform within 4 minutes, someone may have contacted us.
Yeah.
Within 12 hours, we had to shut it again.
Yeah,
we're getting messages daily
from mummies that are struggling and they're reaching out for support and for helping. To get to know from being in that position where you know how much it takes to reach out for that help, and that they've made that link for you. It's so hard then to try and say at the minute we can't take you on because we're full to capacity and we need to look after the mummies, the members that we have.
But to safeguard ourselves, you know, likes of Gemma and all, you'd be completely burnt out. You would have that at empathy fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
And also we have to safeguard the members that are already, we are holding and supporting, and the mummies that are going to come in. We just, you know, it's not about number function, it's about giving good quality service, the best that we can. It's been
the load's been heavy.
Thank you. And that cognitive load that we've been carrying, you know, that thinking before actually doing, that was, because how long were we planning? We were working on this new application.
Yeah, months and months and months.
Jesus, I'd say it's even a year.
Oh, yeah. Oh. From we did the year 2 evaluation and report for the lottery, right up until we handed in the new lottery application in the 23rd or 24th of February was whenever we hit send. And we have been working on it for, I don't know how long, day and night.
Yeah, and I know, would have been November. This time last year, it was starting to bubble in me because we have to think of the future. You can't just think of the future, especially with looking at visibility study, looking at, you know, accessibility, are we needed? And you know, we have to plan forward strategically. I can't say that word. Strategically. Strategic plan, and I end up saying, as a tongue twister for Una. But that has to be, that can't be thought about the day before you put in an application.
Oh, no.
So I remember us putting the Christmas tree up in the office last year, and I felt a real sadness.
Mm-hmm.
I was starting nearly to grieve the ending of the Stand Tall Shine Bright. Like, we got our pay this month. That's our last pay on the Stand Tall Shine Bright project. The project that really helped us to evolve, ladies.
Yeah, that's our foundation for where we're going to earn.
Oh, my word. And look what we've created, the frameworks. And here it's been, that funding has been unbelievable. But I've been sitting with that stir in my stomach from last year. Yeah.
So then I'll bring you forward, you know, to the 21st. Was it 20th, 21st September, whenever you got that phone call? Friday the 21st of September. When you got that phone call from wee Charlie down the road.
Wee Charlie.
He was meant to ring us by 3:30, the phone rang early.
And me and Gemma were in the middle of our support and courage bloom.
Yeah.
One-to-one sessions regarding the mummies. And the phone call came, and bless poor Charlie. I just, you know, he did his whole protocol, fair play to him, and like, I says, oh, fuck off.
Is it ears?
Because it was just so, oh, see, and I think that was just a pure
relief.
And he goes, well, nobody's ever said that to me before. I thought, well, it's better than me screaming. He said, well, I was expecting the scream, not the. And I had apologized and wanted to say that. I didn't mean anything bad. I just, no, you didn't do that. I just, beep off.
Seriously? And it took a while to sink in. I don't know if it's fully sank in, to be honest with me, that we've got it, because we've so much going on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I think maybe after November, whenever we slow down and everything kind of we've come to the close of Stand Tall Shine Bright, then it'll be like, holy shit, we're secured in funding for a new project for 4 years.
Yeah, and this project is one branch of what we do within Support Together. Within this funding, you know, it's a specific fund pot that covers certain outcomes.
Yeah.
And yet there's so much more we want. We know we are able to do. There's so many mummies that we're turning away because they don't meet
the criteria
of this specific project, which Stand Tall Shine Bright's finishing now, and then the Support and Courage Bloom. That's a continuum.
Yeah.
It's just a different name, but it's a continuum. There is different change. There's a bit of changes going on. We're doing Good Morning Mama calls. So we're able to link in with mummies that can't become members yet, but at least we're able to hold them through conversation on the telephone, which is so, so important.
Yeah.
And that's something we realise there's a big gap.
Yeah.
So there is, and we got, when we look at that 4 years, we say it's 125,000 a year, but it takes 250,000 plus a wee bit, probably more per year to run Support Together to its full ability.
Yes.
So what we're able to do, like, we've needed working with dads, you know, or even that love grows, but that bond and attachment
through the years,
like, mummies have approached us to become grannies, and they realize that they had postnatal depression. You know, we used to hold, we did a lot with that way back ago when we started off. It didn't matter what age your baby was, you know, but if you lived with postnatal depression, we were there to hold you. But this specific funding pot is a specific project, and that's got its own outcomes, it's got its own targets.
It's called Support and Courage Bloom. And we'll be, well, there'll be another episode somewhere down the line where we'll be talking more about that and what it'll be offering.
Yeah, the criteria, I suppose, and whatever. And we're planning it won't be officially launched because there's mummies already members with us. We can't say goodbye to them. They're part of the continuum that it still needs to be held. Like, Gemma, you're working so well with them. We have a lot of mummies who are now in Discovery. They're
Edith Women Ambassador.
Yeah,
charity.
Yeah.
They have been through the Support and Courage Bloom, and
they're ready now to help and come back in.
Yeah.
We're hoping, with money coming down the line from a big fundraiser, here I was going to say that will be where they will employ that money. Will go straight into the charity,
yeah,
straight back into the mummies. We're able to employ somebody to support you, Gemma.
Yeah.
That you're able to support more mummies in our local community.
Imagine another gem.
Oh, mate.
God.
Deadly.
We're going to have to get earmuffs.
You think?
Yeah, and we might have to get the floor secured because did you hear her lying across there earlier on?
I got that too.
No, tell me to think
ever. No, you're our rest. I know you're on nowhere.
You're going out.
But just, and then it's like, you know, there was one day we were having a meeting, do you remember, on Zoom with Katie, who's now our new advanced adult fundraising coordinator, which that money was donated to us by a private donor who sees the need for what we do. And we ask, could that money you donate, is it okay we make money from that money? And there now we have Katie, we have Fiann, who does a lot of our marketing and does the podcast and stuff. Them two were on Zoom.
Caitlin.
And then Caitlin, who was doing our
social media.
Gemma was over in the corner taking a call with a mummy. I was sitting and you were beside me. And I looked around me and I had the biggest warm, fuzzy feeling in my stomach. Pure and utter pride. I could get emotional thinking about it. And then I was going, there's no fucking need for me now here. Look, we have Fiann. I ain't got all the wee roles I used to do myself. Trying to get all the stage. You know, you've Fiann there, you've Katie there now, you've Kira, you've Gem. And then with Caitlin. And like, it was just, it was class feeling. And I think that's feelings we have to capture.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Because look where we've come from.
Yep.
One sister suffered, the other supported. There was a need in the community.
And now we're out there working with our community, our local community, the mummies and the families out there.
No.
And we see, growing. Yeah. And we can see the changes that we're helping the mummies to make. And it's amazing.
Oh, it is. And there's so much more specialist stuff that we could be doing.
Because
we have the ability and there's mothers coming back to us who want to be able to help. Like you, look.
Well, I'll stay.
Why I'm sat here today.
Mm-hmm. Wee Gem, tell us the crack now. What have you been at over the summer holidays? No, I didn't really. over the summer holidays, and I don't know, when was last time we were here? Would have been June, July time.
Yeah.
So, what have you been at?
Well, over the summer, I suppose we all looked at our hours over the summer and what's going to work for the charity and what's going to work for us.
Mm-hmm.
So, I cut down my hours for summer, so I did a 3-day week.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It was actually wonderful. I have so, and I've said this to some of the mummies and I've said to you and all, I had so many lovely memories of enjoying time with my family,
mm-hmm.
but also working as well.
Having the balance.
I having that.
That's exact.
Balance over the summer. And I really filled my cup over the summer.
Oh, well, but that was an out of
recollection.
You know, that's the answer there.
I'll be asking you.
But I suppose it's been, since September, it's been back at it.
Yeah.
And busy. Mm-hmm. Really busy.
It is. And we have new members coming through their journey.
Uh-huh.
We have our existing members that are flourishing and blooming, yeah, and becoming ambassadors and starting university, quite career changes, amazing stuff's going on.
Yeah. Oh, it's just wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But you've done a lot of reflection as a team the year before.
Yeah.
And that's how this summer really worked well. As you say, it's the balance between. Yeah.
Whereas the year before, mm-hmm. I was chasing my tail the whole time.
Mm-hmm. That was your first year working.
Yeah.
As a mummy,
yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. do you know what I mean? You,
mm-hmm.
your first job as a mum, and the summer is a hard thing to juggle.
It was really we reflected on that and realised that what was going to work this year, and it definitely did.
Yeah, it ran very smoothly. Just the problem is these girls don't like taking their holidays because they love to then the freaking work that much, and trying to manage that isn't easy. Look, no, I am happy enough. I want to come on in.
It's not far worse if we try and say, we don't want
to. I don't want to be there.
Well, I give you, I think maybe go on the new contract, but I'll bless our holiday.
New contract. You mentioned something. Is there something big happening, Anita? Is there something
in the woodwork, is it?
I have to think, like, 17, is something happening in 17 days? We're sitting here. Is something happening in November? I'm not sure.
Oh, I think there's a bit of banter going to happen.
Oh, so there's always banter with us.
But this is the banter of the banter of the banter.
Oh.
Yes. She's all no mommy banter. Sharita Terry, the dairy mucker, is coming to Oma.
To support together.
And basically how, you know, that is to do with helping us promote the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's so many mummies out there that don't live near the Oma district or whatever, and they need support on the podcast. We can be in their house, in their car, you know, and creating conversations. So yeah, it's sometimes I just can't believe it's happened.
So for anybody who has been hiding behind a rock for the last 6 or 8 weeks, we did a shout out. We had Caitlin and helped us over the summer holidays with social media, and we did a shout out to Molly Banter to come to Oma and support together with their Fill the Cup of podcast. We had originally thought, right, we'll do like day one, day two, day three, and we filmed up to like day 10, wasn't it? And we were thinking, right, you know, we might get her by then, we might not. And in my
head, chances are.
In my head, I sat thinking, you know, I'll go to day 365, but we had to see how we got on. We put it out, and the social media went crazy.
It did, and our community was so amazing.
The mummies and the support that we had, tagging my banter, and supposed seeing where it will be good. That we would make a good team and we could do this. So Serena has come back and said that she's in. It's happening. But we have done a Zoom, and oh my God, the woman is amazing. And we met her last week, and she's coming to Oma.
Next Saturday night.
Oh no, don't scare me, please.
It's not 2 weeks.
Oh, I am scared. You know, I'm sitting going,
Jim, I just climb as a wee.
My arse is just tight.
I get a wee bit excited, but that's out.
It is scary. It's going to be nerve-wracking, but we met her on Friday. I know, Gemma, you weren't able to meet her for personal reasons, but you were there in body and mind. Now we did had you with us in our hearts. And she is sound as a pound. And I think what the lovely thing is about her, about Serena, is yes, she is a mommy.
Mm-hmm.
And her stories she tells about motherhood and the hood through Jimmy and Gemma.
Mm-hmm.
She's honored. Yeah, her one of her. So it's amazing. And we all get it.
Yeah.
But also, Serena has lived experience of postnatal depression.
Mm-hmm. She understands our cause
massively, and loves the whole colour, the difference that we are a wee bit out there. We enjoy the fun, but also we want to get a message across.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, she's what do you want me to do, Gerd? Like, that's yeah. Una, what do you want us to do? So she knows that it's so important to get the message out regarding the illness and regarding the stigma, and that, you know, it's important to educate people, so to help them,
yeah,
that they don't fall deep into that pit of complete despair.
And it's highlighting that there is hope.
Yeah,
hope. That's where I am. That there is now.
I know. And that's her coming from, like, Serena has went through her own journeys, and she will share a bit of that on the night. And we're able to interview Serena. So there's a lot of people who, we know people are coming to the show for Serena. A lot of people. Some people were coming to support us because they're very passionate about the charity. But they're actually going to hear Serena's story. We're going to be able to interview her. And also the audience is able to ask her questions. Mm-hmm. Now, she's going to do her sketch at the end. She's going to do her stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
But that's amazing, like.
She's doing it for us. She's doing it for our cause. She's doing it for support together.
And I find that that's very overwhelming.
This is Fill Your Cuppa, the Support Together podcast, and we couldn't bring the podcast to you today without the support of Supreme Motors. Whether you're looking for something affordable or a top tier option, Supreme have the perfect car for you, along with a commitment to exceptional care at all times. Visit suprememotors.co.uk.
you know, and I wasn't nearly going to let Caitlin do it.
Mm-hmm.
She came up with the idea and says, we're going to do this, even if I do a shout out, sure, here, so I'm going to pick it up. And to give you more reach for your podcast, whatever. But I didn't expect her to go within day one. And she said she was going to keep it going for a while, but she said she couldn't.
She couldn't do it. That is, it wasn't fair.
She couldn't do it. So, yeah, we nearly weren't going to do it.
Because we held on to it for a week before we held out.
For the wee recording. Now, fair play, that recording was done in one shot. Now, we're
at the day one. But the day, how many times the day two now?
They'd see super tight there.
Then
what are you saying? You never knock a crown of another woman's hand tell anyone it's crooked. You're at.
No, it was
like, took about six. I was exhausted. And then I get that face and I go, seriously, to do it again. So it took me along just to even just say.
But that was day two. But three, four, five, the rest of it flew. Was it literally that?
It's just getting the words. I was overthinking. Yeah. Didn't overthink when we did the first call out to her. But when I was doing the set, I was overthinking. And I banged the cup by accident. And I wrecked this, I wrecked on.
Spilt the tea.
Spilt the tea. So I was really giving up.
Yeah.
So no, it's a big thing for us. Like, we are a small charity, but we have a big heart.
Yeah.
And a big message. And no, I can't believe how much Serena is known in the mummy industry.
Yeah.
in the hood industry. Do you know what I mean? And that's massive for us. And we still dairy mucker.
Here's our tickets. Our tickets, the first 10 they went in sale, were gone within 20 minutes. Our second, where we were able to look at the numbers and see if it's okay, the second sellout was in 4 minutes.
And a home.
We crashed the system twice.
Yeah, it wasn't a
Gallagher's eat your heart out. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. How could we done? I know.
Uh-huh. We could have sold out 3 or 4 times. Could have went for a bigger venue, smaller venue, more intimate, more. She'll be able to speak a wee bit more freely. The crowd will be able to engage and have that wee bit of banter.
Yeah.
Back to that again. Yeah, so
it's going to be a good night.
And I know people says, oh, I'll get another show on. Serena has dedicated and donated her time to us.
Mm-hmm. We're very grateful for one night.
Yeah.
Oh, my word, how grateful are we? Like, we were crying, we were laughing, we were seriously taking...
I'm about Gemma's Harrisburg. I'm just beside myself. It was massive, and then I suppose it was followed shortly, quite quickly afterwards, by us getting the funding, and it was like wham bam.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, big time.
Yeah. So we have a busy couple of weeks ahead of us. And we're gonna have to ground ourselves and be a good strong team to get through these two.
Halloween's in the
nairs.
Oh, we'll need Halloween, it'll do us no harm to take a wee breather and family time and wouldn't it not?
And then the big show.
The big show. That's right. It's all, we're very fortunate. We're very grateful. I think we need to practice harder our gratitude because we were even just chatting about this till Fane, who does our marketing and helps us, support us through the podcast, a way back about linking in with somebody, another person, you know, outside Support Together, who maybe we could do a podcast with. And did we ever think we'd catch the big fish? That, to me, she is, I've been honest. In local terms, amazing. Absolutely.
Yeah. Do you know what? Here's me actually still break the cake here today. Because our podcast is 1 year old.
My word.
On the 11th of October last year, we recorded our first podcast. I could see on these days. 11th of October, we recorded our first podcast in that wee corner over there. And we sat and we shivered and we chatted and we thought, how is this going to go?
Oh, I'm nervous.
So here we are a year later. We have done 30 episodes. This is number 31. We did a live show in the hub. Mm-hmm. With our dad, our mums and our dads, and it was fantastic. And mm-hmm. We've had numerous guests, mm-hmm. and we're now on season 3. Yeah.
And do you remember Fionn planted the seed about now the next time you do it, maybe you could do it to a bigger live crowd? They were like, I was like, are you serious? Even doing this, like, come on, man, slow her down. And you know, some more I think of it is, it's great to have a good tribe of people around you who cheerlead the organisation on, because I'm so in it, I overthink it,
yeah.
And the likes of likes of the young generation coming in, the likes of Fee and the likes of Katie. You know what I mean? Like, we have a lot of cheerleaders, a lot of champions.
I think we need to believe in ourselves.
We do.
Because I know that for me, I'm sitting thinking, I have a wedding this week, and I had a wedding last week, and I had to read to both of them. And I thought to myself, how am I going to do this? Like, how am I going to stand up and read? I've never read at a mass. I thought to myself, well, Kira, you're going to stand on sit on a stage in front of people to do my banter. You have to, you can do that. Yeah. It's conversation. You can do it. You're reading off page. I know that I might not be the best reader, but I learned off. But you know what I mean? Like, we need to have faith in ourselves, Kira, because we are the ones that are doing this.
Mm-hmm. No, I must see.
Practice what we preach.
Yeah. It's back to that imposter syndrome. Although, you know, we have to talk ourselves out of that sometimes.
Yeah.
Because it does. It can suppress you.
I did a flip.
Whatever.
If you hit that button with the bell.
I know, to record.
Oh, shit.
I know. And then you forget you're being recorded. And that's my problem. I could end up saying stuff.
Sure, we're just nearly half an hour.
You're in your steps.
I know.
And
that's only a wee bit of what we've done, a wee snippet of what we've done over the summer holidays. Just a wee recap to get back into the swing of things, to get back into the groove of the podcast. And
it is.
Do you know what's coming?
No.
I'm too premature.
You're too premature.
You're dying.
I have a new prop.
Woohoo!
What fills my cuppa?
That fills you out. Where will it go here? Una Mary.
What fills your cuppa? So, what fills my cuppa? I know my cuppa has been
she's
gurgling at the bottom after getting the news that we got the lottery funding. I went completely and utterly took a bad chest infection. Back to that, with body keeps the score. I was an adrenaline. I kept going, and then went. it was awful. So what fills my cuppa? I wasn't doing great in it because I was on a mission.
Mm-hmm.
Now I do know there's big there's a lot of changes in my home. I have a daughter who's went on to uni. I have a son who's now gone on to who's went into an apprenticeship. Big changes in my house. I'm at the other end of things.
Mm-hmm.
As a lot of our mummies are coming in at the beginning. And so I was able to look at if there's different changes going on, and it's stirring. It's definitely annoying, and it's definitely, oh my God, my baby. But also there's massive pride, and it has taken. But so reflection, I think that's something I work hard on, is sit down and I reflect on, well, how come you're feeling like that? Now, where's that stir coming from? Are you that chest infection? I didn't go in hard on myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, I was sick. You're going to have to think something was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had a few wee health scares.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I felt very vulnerable at a point. But I've good people around me, which is, there's how you fill your cuppa, is ensuring the people that are around you are good for you.
Yeah.
And that's what I think that's back to.
Yeah, that's what I,
it's the people.
The people around you.
It's the people.
Jem, how do you fill your cuppa?
If I'm like already doing this now for carry on.
God is watching.
Oh, she's spreading the throat. Oh. Here we go. You can set her back here, and I'm going to lie her down here and get rid of
it. You have to keep it clean, Jem. It's deadly. Go, girl.
It'll be clean.
All right, I'm here. What leg are you going?
I've been doing a scarecrow.
Oh, yes.
So I've been being creative.
Oh.
So me and my friend Roshi have been doing this since God. We did it whenever none of us were working. I think it might have been 2 or 3, and we did it for 2 or 3 years. Then it looks like it was all last year. So we're doing it again this year.
That's for fitting it.
Community forum, run a scarecrow trail in the forest.
Yeah.
In the forest.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
I recommend anybody to go to it.
Yeah.
So we have done a scarecrow this year. We've done anxiety, kind of inside out.
Too brilliant. Oh, the mad ginger hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we done that this past couple of weeks, so we've been meeting up in the evenings and trying to organise and sketch out, blah, blah, mm-hmm. whatever it is. See, just that being creative and
yeah,
that mindfulness bit of it, and
is he up
having a bit of crack? And
is he
had a glass of wine
or two or six, no doubt.
No, I'm just one or two.
Is it a boy or a hairy?
What?
Your scarecrow?
She's a Gairn.
Uh-huh. And is she up on the forest yet? Or
oh, she's up. She's been up since the weekend, so we put her up.
Did she handle the on storm?
Managed. Oh, wait, her wrong.
See, anxiety bites when it takes it down.
Oh, yes. You can show us a picture, and the mommies would love that.
Oh, God. Oh, I will.
Yeah.
I'll send her in. Yeah, so we have the man here. We did, like, no, like, what do you call that? The pipe cleaner.
Yes.
We did a wee mad wink of that there. Yes. I was buying stuff all vented and just in the element doing that.
See, that's creativity. The more we be creative, the more creativity comes into us. Yes. You know, when...
Do you know what? Important. The kids need. They came to put it up.
Now. Yes.
So that was me.
That's your wee project.
This is the one you've been doing for a while, so it's yours. It's your wee thing.
And also, we have to mention, because every mommy in Support Together knows what about this.
Having a nap?
Oh, I mean, we all know about your nap. You were a midwife there for a while.
Yes, you're going.
Oh, Jesus, I'm five. Oh, Jesus, I'm a granny.
I'm granny.
Eight puppies, 3 weeks.
Oh, my word.
Penny had eight puppies 3 weeks ago. They're all doing really, really well. The kitchen is starting to stink.
Are we tired of that? Do you have to have it in the kitchen?
We hard for life. I had to eat them in the kitchen. Yeah. Anyway, they're doing great. I am in the Albert, really enjoying the experience. So that's filling up my cup as well.
Massively. You're able to
get so much joy out of it.
You're like a reporter.
Every day.
You could nearly do it.
All the bodies do it in the day.
Oh, and for that day, you were doing the gallery, and just went, hey, the day she went labour.
I had Sean on FaceTime.
And they were all waiting many more now.
Penny's a golden Labrador.
Mm-hmm.
And we mated her with a chocolate Labrador. She had no golden puppies. They're black and...
But Penny has a patch of black. I love she that. It'll be like that. It's cool.
They had a wee dot of corn.
So he took me a present and she goes, Crazy.
How's mommy?
Oh, she's doing good. She's green.
She is.
She's green.
Yeah.
And you can see her now getting tired.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
3 weeks. So soon,
So for every species, like humans are... Like the, oh, well, mommy's
sick. All of that. Here, where was one? She's it.
Uh-huh.
Not knock a week, she'll get up and walk away. And she won't even look back.
She'll be like,
So you've already planned to give her a lovely bath and looking after That's lovely. So I filled your cup and now be mindful because there's going to be eight pups running about soon and you'll be ready to.
They're on rank.
But I'm not really waiting. I'm looking forward to whenever the eight will have to leave.
But we'll look after. We'll come in and you can.
Well, keep it warm. I keep it warm. And that's why, but part of why we've done it is that company for Penny, because she's such a loving dog. She needed that.
Might keep her in the house now instead of her one down the road.
Wee Penny loves wee wat about.
She does a wee wat about that.
Somebody passes by Gemma's house, Penny's away with them.
Penny's away. She's that friend. Penny.
Somebody knows the dog, Ally.
No, so please, she'll stay. It's bye now.
I'll not go too far.
No.
So she'll end.
I forgot about that.
Imagine.
My God.
It's become now a part of your, because that's all she fucking talked about.
That's
and then Kira's husband has had dogs before. We've had dogs before pups, and you were able to get
great advice. Yeah.
And she was taking pictures every week to see how big her bump was getting in the belly and to see was there.
And is she definitely pregnant? Isn't she definitely
pregnant?
This is all what about you now?
Yeah.
What has filled my cuppa?
Filled your cuppa?
I think spending time with good people. Mm-hmm. At Lavender.
Oh, yeah.
I suppose we had a family wedding quite recently, and I don't think I have, between the hen party and the second hen party and the wedding prep and the whole lot, I've never laughed as much, danced as much, probably drank too much, ate too much. But it was just a real lovely time.
It's all the much you needed.
I was fucked after the wedding because it took so much out of you, but it was fantastic. And it's cousins are your friends for life. Mm-hmm. So they are, and it's lovely to see, like, we're the older ones, me and my sister, and when you see the younger ones coming through now and then getting married, there's a sense of pride there. Like, I have another cousin getting married on Friday, and I remember him being born. I remember holding him on his christening day, and I can't believe now that this wee boy's getting married on Friday. Like, he's a man. Mm-hmm. It's lovely. I think it's just the laughter and the memories, and I suppose, and getting back in and chatting to family and having that good time around good people.
Right in here, yeah. That's so it's lovely how
you also know the best part of the whole thing. I know you've missed it.
No.
I know you've missed it.
Just where you need mommy banter doing the jokes. I would laugh.
Pause here. Did you hear about the mechanic who fell asleep under the car? A crater. He woke up oily in the morning.
Remember me early, oily.
Jealous is like, what?
And you're normally the one.
Who hides in the bathroom at parties? The party pooper.
But you should have got that.
These are dad's jokes, aren't they?
This is that we're heading on. I have another break. Don't be worried about it. 100 one-liners.
Is this a new book?
Behind every great man is a woman rolling her eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
That's
true. That's three of us would be at that prep.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm going to read this one here, but I don't know how it'll go down. Doctor to the patient. I have some good news and some bad news, but don't worry. I'll give you the good news to your widow.
No. Delete.
What the hell are
you doing? Nurse, I was a little geared who swallowed the £50 note. Doctor, no change yet.
That's a good one, I.
My dad didn't like me much. He took me fishing once. I remember swimming back to the shore thinking, that was it. No, these aren't good.
Oh, Kira, go back to the dad jokes.
Fiona's going to have to delete half of them out now.
Having one child makes you a parent. Having two makes you a wife. Recently, I have to hire the book away from myself to be able to read these.
That's our age.
That's our age. All right, is the cheese finished there? I call it. We were laughing at
cooking. Oh, here.
What's the most dangerous part of the car?
The person driving it.
The nut behind the wheel. That's all scary. I think we'll end on that one.
Well,
I don't know how it'd have to be ended out of that.
Yes, so. I didn't give the approval for
that. Join us next week for episode 2.
Episode 2.
Bye.
This was Fill Your Cuppa, the Support Together podcast with me, Mrs. O, Kira O'Gowan, my co-hosts Una Leonard and Gemma Casti. Brought to you today by
Supreme Motors
and produced by 9874 Creative.